dressmaking more than usual? As the country shuts down city by city and families are being confined to their homes, one thing's for sure, Americans are baking. I came home from work one night last week. I had just anchored, all things considered, and I was feeling anxious, like everything is spinning out of control, said Mary Louise Kelly, age 49, the NPR anchor, over the phone from her home in Washington, D.C. It's always a joy when you do something abstract, like broadcasting, to do something physical. Also, it just seems so damned wholesome, a loaf of banana bread. It felt like what we needed, all warm and golden, like this must be a force for good in uncertain times. Ms. Kelly adapted a pumpkin bread recipe, throwing in chopped up caramels, using brown sugar instead of white, all-purpose flour instead of wheat, and in place of pumpkin, three extremely ripe bananas. Then she posted to Twitter, anyone else in their kitchen sipping red wine and aggressively baking banana bread at 9:40 p.m.? No, just me. Hashtag coronavirus baking. Quickly, thousands of likes and comments and more pictures of fresh baked goods poured in. It was a moment where absolutely everybody felt the same way, where Twitter hits a nerve and you think, oh my gosh, I'm not alone. There's someone else out there with a glass of wine baking at 9 o'clock at night, Ms. Kelly said. In the past few weeks, social media has been flooded with the photos of isolation loaves and quarantine cookies. Baking necessities like flour and yeast are in short supply, and best-selling bread makers that were in stock as of mid-March are now sold out across the internet. But for those who can still get the ingredients, baking provides a combination of distraction, comfort, and especially with bread recipes, which can take days to complete, something to look forward to. This is especially true of sourdough, which doesn't require yeast, but does require patience over several days of fermentation to make a starter, and hours to autolyse and proof the dough and let it rise. It's the bread loaf of choice for Craig Spencer, an avid baker and emergency room doctor in New York City, who said he saw this pandemic coming in time to stock up on flour. Dr. Spencer's long shifts at New York Presbyterian Hospital are unimaginably trying, especially as facilities are running out of ventilators, masks, and other essential supplies. When he is home with his family, Dr. Spencer, age 38, allocates time to bake. The thing I think about when I'm making my bread is only my bread, he said over the phone in his Manhattan apartment. I'm not thinking about coronavirus or anything else.